Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
European airlines are pushing back against a plan from the EU to make sure all passengers will be allowed to carry a free cabin bag with them on board. MEPs from the EU's Transport Committee say customers should have the right to take one personal item and hand luggage weighing a maximum of 7 kilos for free. But the European airlines are pushing back, saying the plan is entirely out of sync with passenger preferences. Let's get more on this with Simon Calder, travel editor with the London Independent. Hello, Simon.
Good morning. Yes, I'm a happy passenger when I've paid almost nothing and I've been able to take almost everything.
Well,
but unfortunately, life doesn't work like that.
The airlines say that the plan to allow us to take a 7 kilo bag is entirely out of sync with passenger preferences. So you must be in the minority then.
No, look, I'm realistic about this, and I think the EU proposal is, as the boss of EasyJet told me, unworkable and mad. Can we go back to about 2008? I know you were very young at the time. This was when the airlines first brought in charges for checked baggage. Before that, can you believe you used to be able to check in a bag 15, 20 kilos, wouldn't cost you anything? And then they started charging, and immediately everyone, of course, naturally switched to cabin baggage, and people were bringing along the kitchen sink. So gradually they've drilled down, they've reduced the amount of baggage that you can take for free, and I've got my trusty bag here, which just meets the rules for all the airlines. And if you want to wheel along a case, then that you're going to have to pay extra for that. And I think that's perfectly reasonable. You pay for what you need. But I tell you where the airlines have kind of overstepped the mark. If you take a route like Dublin to Malaga, you know, you can pick up a flight maybe on a wet Wednesday in November for about 30 euro. You'll be paying more than 30 euro to wheel your bag on board, and that looks definitely anti-competitive. It's really the airlines trying to make their basic fares look as low as possible and then really adding the extras on.
Keep the fare low and then, you know, charge a lot for the bag. You said you spoke to EasyJet about this. We spoke to Ryanair's Michael O'Leary recently when the EU initially raised this issue. We'll just have a listen, Simon, to what Michael O'Leary had to say about it.
We'll delay flight departures all over Europe, you know, while people are moving their free bag from the cabin that where it doesn't fit into the hold. Look, we have a very simple policy in Ryanair. You have a large free bag you can bring on board. 50% of you can bring the second bag, but you have to pay for it. And anybody else can check in a bag and put it in the hold.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to be delaying flights, switching bags from the aircraft to the hold and vice versa. And all. The problem is you get these kind of lunatic proposals from the European Parliament, who is generally full of lunatics anyway.
Well, listen, the passengers would love it if you knew you were bringing a 7 kg bag that you weren't going to be charged for. That would be great, wouldn't it, if you're a passenger?
No, they wouldn't love it. If you knew your flight was going to be routinely delayed while lots of passengers are having bags switched from the cabin to the aircraft hold, you miss your ATC slot on days when the
but
French
we all
are
know the
striking.
Rules now. I mean, you could argue that the same thing would happen now. That doesn't happen as it stands. So why would it happen with this new rule?
Because everybody will suddenly have this inalienable legal right to bring as much free bags as they want, and it doesn't fit in the plane, so it has to go down into the hold, and we don't have people at airports to put it in the hold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a system that works. This year we carry 208 million passengers. There's no demand among Ryanair passengers to change our baggage fee.
I still think, Simon, that if we knew your bag had to be 7 kg and it was free, if it was 7 kg, we'd very quickly comply with that rule.
Well, look, it's all a question of how much you can fit in the cabin bags. And look, if you look at British Airways, for instance, which flies from Dublin to London Heathrow, they've got an incredibly generous baggage allowance. I can take two pieces weighing 23 kilograms each, including really quite a chunky wheel-along bag. And guess what? You turn up, and this happened to me a couple of days ago, coming back from Prague, the flight is actually delayed because the cabin crew are trying to get all the free bags into the cabin overhead bins. And furthermore, you might find that actually your bag is taken off you. And so while Ryanair, I think, could slightly reduce its price for wheeling an extra piece on board, they do have some merit in saying we're going to sell 90 wheel along bags, and then everybody else you're going to have to check stuff in, or you just take a really small bag on board. And that kind of seems to work. And I think it's fair to say that Ryanair has not been in its 40-year career entirely unsuccessful. It's now the world's Europe's biggest budget airline and the safest airline in the world, which is also handy.
It's very strict, though, the rule, isn't it? I'm not just talking about Ryanair, but, you know, on other airlines that people will be familiar with as well. So the overhead cabin, you're only permitted to put your bag up there if you've paid for it. You know, if it has gone through the process, everything else has to be shoved under the seat in front of you.
Well, that's sort of the rule. But in practice, with my bag, I will at least probably half the time just find a little corner of an overhead bin, and nobody seems to get too upset by that. The upset, exactly as you say, is at the gate, where people, and this particularly happens, I find, with American visitors or whatever, because they are absolutely ingrained with the idea, I can take a big roll-along case and a backpack all for free. Mm-hmm. And so they turn up at Ryanair check-in and or the Ryanair departure gate, and they find that they can't, and that's just cost them, I'm going to say €60. It might be a bit more, or it might be a bit less, but understand the rules. And to be fair, Ryanair is always make sure that you know what the rules are. If you booked with them, they'll just keep sending you messages reminding you that particularly in my case, because I never ever pay to check anything in or to wheel a bag on board, I will be tested at the gate.
So you never pay to check a bag in, even if you're going on your big summer holiday. You just refuse to do it.
Well, life is one long holiday. But I've just
well,
been
for
to
you.
I've just been to Seoul in Korea, and you can pay about €600 from London to Seoul, but I'd rather not do that, thank you. I'd rather pay €300, but that involves going from Birmingham to Beauvais on Ryanair, and then another flight from there to Zagreb, and then an odd little Korean budget airline using an old Aeroflot plane. I was very much checked at Birmingham. I was very much checked at Beauvais. But look, if you're taking more than a small cabin bag, you know, I wash all my stuff along the way. So I've got one change of clothes. I'll just keep sort of washing stuff, and it all works out. And frankly, the charges that they make for checked baggage and roll and bringing your own roll along bag on board, you can probably buy decent clothes and then give them to a charity shop at the end of your stay.
How to beat the airline charges with Simon Calder. There you go. There's your next book, Simon, all sorted for you. Thank you so much for being with us. That's Simon Calder, travel editor with the London Independent. And if you agree with Simon that you should only bring minimal amounts on the plane to try and avoid the charges and wash your smalls when you're away, text us on 51551.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.